Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and I'm going to go to my calendar and give you a pick a quote from the Agile Daily Affirmation team building calendar and do a little bit of a deep dive on it. The date I'm going to pick is November 19th. And our quote for November 19th is, we tried Agile once a while ago. It didn't work. It's not an acceptable justification. So it's a quote, and I'm responding to that quote by saying, just because you tried Agile once, no matter how long ago that was, if it was recent or a long time ago, and it didn't work, then it's not an acceptable justification. You know the old saying, if at first you don't succeed, try again. And that actually is very much a part of the agile mindset. You may have even heard the quote, fail fast and get back up and learn from it. Making mistakes is part of the learning process. And so you tried Agile once. Well, let's step back and let's look at the parameters and the circumstances and what else was going on. Because that's a part of the concept of organizational change management that sometimes it's hard to pinpoint just one particular thing that cause something to go wrong, because in our corporate world, in our corporate life, in our corporate cultures, there are multiple moving parts. And so the timing and the combination of things often can cause things to fail. And then secondly is understanding what was your as is, what was your to be, and what was your plans from getting from point A to point B? It's actually the approach that fails, not necessarily agile. Because I've been on the other side. That's the advantage of someone that has coached teams. You've done it enough and you've seen it repeated. You've seen repeated success that you're, I'm thoroughly convinced that we can get you to agile, but how I get one team over to agile can be completely different. And that can be within the same organization. So even coming up with one cookie cutter method to get all the teams in your organization over to agile in and of itself can be flawed. And so when you're trying to determine how to get from point A to point B, that's where I rely on both my organizational change management training, on my Six Sigma, on my project management, on my business analysis, and then on top of that, my agile background. Because all of that in combination is what you have to kind of use and leverage to help organizations successfully move from their as-is to their to-be, from the current state to their future state. Now, the other problem is the future state, and what do you consider a failure? Or turn it around, what were your success criteria? And were they, in fact, realistic? One of the things that I'm also very much a big proponent of is that oftentimes people blame Agile, which is a framework, a way of working, when in fact there's a deeper root cause of dysfunction within the team, that no matter what framework you use, you first have to identify and address that dysfunction. And a lot of that I see in what I call alignment. And alignment is a key ingredient of even being called a team. So if you're trying to take a team and make them agile, one of my questions are they really a team? Or are they just a group of coworkers that maybe all happen to report to the same manager and maybe are co-located or on the organizational chart? So therefore, we'll call them a team. How was that team formed? It's very interesting to me that often, even as a coach and a consultant, I get brought in and they say, we've created these teams and we want you to make them agile. And what is flawed is, well, what was your criteria for making them a team? And if someone says something like, well, we looked at their seniority and we balanced out and we had some new people and we had some not so new people and we put them together, or, you know, we, these groups, they get along and they work well together, but nothing is said about their different levels of and capabilities and how they might complement each other and their ability to be cross-functional, those types of things that are needed, especially to be a high-performing agile team. So one of my engagements, I think after a period of time, quickly saw, we see where this is going, and we're willing to put it, lay it out on the table and reevaluate how our teams are organized and who are on those teams. And so along with the transformation and the transition to Agile was a reorging of the teams. And it was very much a part of one of the contributing success factors to their Agile transformation. So just take a little tidbit with you. And if you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. If you want to see the full calendar and check out the days in between when I do the podcast, go to my website, my namesake, Jacqueline-Sanders-Blackman.com. Check it out. Otherwise, you can also email me at jsb@technologyexpresso.com. And that's espresso with an X, jsb@technologyexpresso.com. Thanks for listening.